LGBTQ activist, Bud Light will go extinct for handling of transgender controversy. By Amy Furr on May 5, 2023. Anheuser-Busch has drawn more criticism since it caved to transphobic outcries amid the Dylan Mulvaney controversy, an LGBTQ activist claims. According to Stacey Lentz, the brewery missed an opportunity to stand by their commitment to the trans community by pandering to and giving into transphobic outcries, Newsweek reported Tuesday. As far as marketing, I hope and think they realize that as a brand they will be extinct in a few years if they are not fully on the side of equality. As that is what the Gen Z consumer expects and demands, she continued. Lentz is a co-owner of New York City's Stonewall Inn. According to the Stonewall Inn Gives Back Initiative website. Meanwhile, Bud Light sales have continued to drop since the company announced its partnership with Mulvaney, a transgender advocate. At the beginning of April, Anheuser-Busch shipped a can of Bud Light to Mulvaney, a biological man claiming to be a transgender woman, with his image on it, Breitbart News reported, adding he later shared a video of himself drinking the beverage. Anheuser-Busch recently penned a letter to wholesalers about the controversy regarding Mulvaney, saying it was a single can and it was not made for production or sale to the general public. This can is not a formal campaign or advertisement. The Breitbart News article continued. However, news of the partnership led to widespread videos of Americans destroying Bud Light cases and cans, echoing the mantra, "Go woke, go broke." The company suffered a market value loss of more than $6 billion in the days after the promotional partnership, Breitbart News reported. In the aftermath of the marketing decision, Vice President of Marketing Alyssa Heinerscheid took a leave of absence and Todd Allen, formerly the global president of Budweiser, has since been named the new Vice President of Marketing for Bud Light. In October, Mulvaney said it should be illegal for journalists to refer to him as a man, according to Breitbart News's John Nolte. "The article is written about me, using he pronouns and calling me a man over and over again. I feel like that should be illegal. I don't know, that's just bad journalism," he claimed. Watch, Babylon Bee CEO Seth Dillon, self-censorship is doing the tyrant's work for him.